Your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, May 26, 2026 edition. If you would like the screenshot sent to your phone with Dr. Gary Willey's and Stacy's phone number at the office, as well as their address, just text me at my phone number, 231-360-5140. Text me laser. LASER, and my phone will auto reply back with their phone number 231-627-4300, as well as their address 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan. You can give them a call, have the phone number in your phone, be able to save it as a picture to your phone, download it, and you'll be able to give them a call. Go through the qualifying questions with Carlene and then schedule an appointment with Stacy. All the politicians are gone from Lansing. State representatives, state senators, not in Lansing. They're on Mackinac Island. Attending the Mackinac Island Policy Conference that is hosted by the Detroit Chamber of Commerce. Well, they tried to schedule a debate of the gubernatorial candidates. Now, one of the things that was pretty interesting, last year, last May 2025, the Detroit Chamber came out early and endorsed former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Well, last week, Mike Duggan dropped out of the race, no longer running as an independent, no longer running at all. So it defaulted then to the Democratic frontrunner, Jocelyn Benson, to go up against John James and perhaps Perry Johnson, others who had been invited to participate in the debate. Well, point of clarification. With independent Mike Duggan dropping out, Democratic frontrunner Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has declined to participate. Also, the Detroit Chamber had only invited John James to come and participate. Not Perry Johnson, nobody else, not Mike Cox, Eric Nesbitt, nobody else, just John James. Well, as a result, James took to social media and posted a video. Said he had received the invitation and is accepted. Said he was looking forward to the debate with Jocelyn Benson. Well, Benson for governor, deputy campaign manager Elisa Bradley, said James had originally rejected a debate offer during the conference just 3 weeks ago when it included Benson and Duggan only. Now suddenly he's trying to manufacture political theater to desperately help his flailing campaign. The reality is simple. John James is locked in a messy primary election, struggling to connect with voters who have already rejected him twice statewide. Bradley said Benson was waiting to see if James or Johnson comes out on top on August 4th primary. Well, according to Mitchell Research, They recently released a poll commissioned by MERS News Service that showed that Benson was actually leading James 42-30% in a hypothetical three-way election contest, which Duggan only received 14%. This poll came out basically just 2 weeks ago, May 13th, showing that Benson had expanded her lead to 12 points over John James. Regardless of whether Duggan's in the race or not, folks, the bottom line, every single poll that I have seen, every single one, shows Benson beating John James. So I got a very, very simple question. Why would anybody vote for James on August 4th in the primary when all he's going to do if he wins is go on to lose in November and we end up with Jocelyn Benson as our governor? Why would you even think about doing that? I'm not voting for James. I'm voting for Perry Johnson. Many of our listeners in an unscientific poll I did here on the show, 151 respondents texted me, PJ, for Perry Johnson. Only six people had texted me for John James, Mike Cox, and I believe at the time, Pastor Ralph Rebant got four votes. It was overwhelming. And every single Republican I talked to up here in North Country, nobody's voting for John James in the first district. I don't know where this guy thinks that we're going to vote for him when we're not. He may have some support down in southeastern Michigan where he's been the congressman. He might have some rhino support from the DeVos family over in Grand Rapids, but he's not getting any support anywhere else. But yet he's acting like he's the front runner when in fact he's not. I don't believe any of these polls on the Republican only polling. But one thing's for sure, Benson is kicking his butt. So again, I ask voters who plan to vote Republican primary on August 4th, why would you vote for John James when he's going to get his butt kicked in November and end up being a three-time statewide loser because he's ran and lost twice before when he was running for U.S. Senate, 2018 and 2020. It wasn't until he stepped down, localized, and ran for Congress in the 10th Congressional District, Shelby Township, Macomb County area, was he able to get elected. 22 and again November 24. But he no sooner won his seat for Congress November 5th, 2024. 5 months later, April of 25, he announces he's running for governor. John, if you knew you were going to run for governor, why did you run for re-election in the 10th Congressional District in Washington, D.C.? Why did you do that? Oh, because he needed the money. He's got a family to raise. He's got bills to pay. So, of course, he wanted to milk the public election trough and then announce 5 months later he's running for governor. Well, his campaign is like the Titanic. They thought it was unsinkable. Well, guess what? It's taking on water. And it's getting ready to crack in half and go to the bottom of the ocean. Unbelievable. So, trying to make a big deal out of it, the bottom line, Jocelyn Benson, the foregone conclusion nominee for the Democrat Party, says, I'm not going to debate anybody until I know who the Republican candidate's going to be. And evidently, Benson thinks it might be Perry Johnson. So we'll see where this goes. Now, one thing that I did want to talk about was what happened on Friday afternoon. Speaking of Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State in charge of our elections this year, held a JCAR administrative rule public hearing Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. This past Friday, folks, Friday, May 22nd, 3 o'clock on Friday, heading into Memorial Day weekend, wanting to ask for her to be able to implement not the first, second, or third time, but the fourth set of rules to run our elections by this August 4th primary, November 3rd general election. She knew that nobody would be in town and scheduled it for 3 o'clock on Friday, May 22nd. Proposal rules that would allow elected election officials at the state, county, and local levels to delegate more power to their staff in case the duly elected official isn't available, made barely a ripple during a public hearing on Friday. Deborah McCormick, a possible Genoa Township clerk candidate, was the only person to speak at the Department of State hearing on the proposed general roles and responsibility of election officials. Rule changes that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson wants implemented for this year's elections. Despite House Appropriations Committee Chair Ann Bowen blowing the whistle on the proposed set of rules earlier this month, Ann Bowen, state representative, warned the proposal of rules would consolidate power under the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Benson, folks, is running for governor this year. She has to win the primary vote against Chris Swanson on August 4th and then face the Republican in November. Well, guess what? She pushed for another set of rules on Friday. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing, people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Friday afternoon, very quietly, 3 o'clock this past Friday, May 22nd, Jocelyn Benson held a JCAR administrative committee hearing for the Department of State. With only one person present, it struck a surprisingly quiet response to a subject that was once very animated by some of Michigan's loudest election integrity people via the post-2020 election results. Both McCormick and Boland's concerns were very familiar. This Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is using administrative rules process, not laws. That's something that was passed in the House, the Senate, and signed into law by the governor, but the administrative rule process to have the state take away authority from local officials that voters know and trust. People vote for their clerk because they trust their clerk to protect their vote, to protect their voices, regardless of what party they're in, McCormick said. And this Secretary of State is taking that away from the people. Well, following the hearing, McCormick, who said she's worked in elections for years, told MERS News Service that she was disappointed that more people did not show up to a poll oppose this set of rules. I don't understand why people aren't concerned about losing our local control over our votes. Adding, however, that the Memorial Day weekend probably played into the turnout. Do you think? And do you think this wasn't planned by Jocelyn Benson on purpose? Absolutely it was. Well, this fourth set of rules themselves are largely written as a chain of command document. They state that the duties assigned to the Secretary of State under Michigan election law may be delegated to the Department of State staff unless prohibited by law. Similar language would allow the Director of Elections, Jonathan Brader, to delegate duties to his Bureau of Elections staff or assistants. Why did she do this? because she's running for governor. She does not want to be seen as administering this election in any way, shape, or form. However, there's some problems. Jonathan Brader is not an elected official. According to our Michigan state constitution, only elected officials can administer our elections. You have your local, municipal, township, city, village clerks. You have your county clerks, and you have your secretary of state. Per our state constitution, they are the only ones that can administer this election. Benson wants to relegate this responsibility of hers to her Jonathan Brader, director of Bureau of Elections. This is unbelievable. In this set of rules, they also say that the deputy director of elections would serve as acting director if the director is unavailable. So wait a minute, we're not even getting Jonathan Brader to administer this election. It could be some deputy director of his that we don't even know who the heck they are. I don't even know who the deputy director is. Also, Bureau of Election staffers may serve as assistants to the Board of State Canvassers and complete duties assigned to the board if authorized by the board. What the heck does that mean? Well, we've got two Republicans and two Democrats appointed by the respective parties to sit on the board state of canvassers. And if for some reason they don't want to be bothered doing their job that they get paid for, they can delegate it to an assistant staff member of Jocelyn Benson. This is insanity, people. For county, city, and township clerks, the rules state that the clerks remain responsible for administering elections in their jurisdictions, but may delegate duties to staff or assistants unless prohibited by law. Under these rules, draft filing language, the rules will take immediate effect after being filed with the Secretary of State, submitted to and processed through a JCAR committee hearing, unless they're adopted under specific sections of the Administrative Procedures Act, in which they then take effect 7 days after the filing. Here's the problem. The department did not identify these changes in its annual regulatory plan, Bowen said. Despite the state requiring agencies to outline anticipated rulemaking priorities at the beginning of the year. Unbelievable. There's more to this story. We'll continue on the other side. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
In the heart of Michigan, voice rings true. Perry Johnson coming, he's got work to do. Conservative leader, just like the best. No holds bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut to the plate, call that name. Crooked politicians, let us.
4747, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar.